Welcome to the Beetlebugs Podcast. Yay!
As people follow clues and take off both their shoes and walk, come back to 69. Every road dreams sell the life. The sergeant on the pink dark side. The piper travels through the sky. I'll hear and I am here.
Hello. And welcome back to the latest episode of the Beetlebugs Podcast, a podcast about the Beatles. I'm Aisha.
And I'm Jesse. And this is episode 12 in season 1 of our podcast series.
Let's start with some news. Welcome to breaking news from the BBC, the Beetlebugs Corporation. Korean superband BTS has notched up over 1 million album sales in the first half of 2020. Impressive. However, there is just one other supergroup that has sold over 1 million albums so far this year. And that is, of course, the Beatles. Half a century after the band broke up, spoiler alert! The Beatles are still the biggest rock and roll band on the planet. The second biggest seller in album sales are that other legendary rock quartet, Queen. The Beatles, Queen, there's just too much rock royalty in the house. I need to lie down. So that's all for this edition of Breaking News from the BBC, the Beetlebugs Corporation.
Oh, and Ringo Starr turned 80 as well.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy.
Congratulations, Ringo Starr.
Yeah, happy birthday. 80 gold stars for Ringo.
Okay, on with the podcast. In the last episode, the Beatles had entered legendary status with their groundbreaking album, Sgt. Pepper's. Through their music, the band had positioned themselves as not just pop stars, but as musicians, as artists. And as artists, they had a message for society, for the world. They were now the unofficial spokesman for a whole new generation.
With the success of Sgt. Pepper's, the Beatles were once again looking for their next project. Paul McCartney was now taking a lead role in the creative direction of the band. Shortly after the Sgt. Pepper's project was complete, McCartney wanted the band to continue to build on the themes of psychedelia, pop art and counterculture through the medium of film. It would be called the Magical Mystery Tour. The idea Paul had for the film was basically the band on a bus tour of England and France. In fact, Paul took on the role of film director for the project.
Work on the film was sporadic, interrupted by contractual obligations to record music for the forthcoming Yellow Submarine animated movie by United Artists, as well as contributing a song to the first ever global television event called Our World. Beatles would represent Britain's contribution to the global event. John Lennon penned the song All You Need Is Love. The simplicity of the lyrics was deliberate. Brian Epstein, the band's manager, said it was an inspired song and they really wanted to give the world a message. The nice thing about it is that it cannot be misinterpreted. It's a clear message saying that love is everything. John Lennon explained further. He saw this as global activism. I'm a revolutionary artist. My art is dedicated to change. The program was broadcast via satellite and reached an estimated global audience of 400 million. The song embodied the flower power movement that the Beatles had become the de facto leaders of. The song has been subject to revisionary criticism since, particularly during the 80s, when the song's message of universal love was trampled over by the onward march of rampant consumerism. However, the song has stood the test of time, both the music and its message. George Harrison, asked years later if he still believed in the message of the song, said, "They all said all you need is love, but also you need such and such and such and such else. But love is complete knowledge. If we all had total knowledge, then we would have complete love. And on that basis, everything is taken care of. It's a law of nature." At Harvard University, the Grant Study looked at the lives of over 200 of their undergraduates, tracking them over a period of 80 years. The purpose of the study was to find out what factors led to happiness. George Valiant, heading up the study at Harvard, concluded that, in his words, "the short answer is love."
Ha! So the Beatles were right all along. I could have told you that. It would have saved you 80 years, Harvard University.
With the band basking in yet more glory after the success of the One World broadcast, the Beatles took some time off from the studio to pursue other interests. In August of 1967, the band headed to a transcendental meditation retreat in Wales, held by the Indian mystic Maharishi Yogi. Whilst at the retreat, they received news that shook the band to its very foundations. Brian Epstein, often referred to as the Fifth Beatle, and their manager, who had been with them since their early days in Liverpool, had suddenly died. He was just 32.
The news devastated the band. John Lennon, speaking years later about the news, said,
"We collapsed. I knew that we were in trouble then."
George Harrison's wife, Patty Boyd, said, "Paul and George were in complete shock. I don't think it could have been worse if they had heard that their own fathers had dropped dead."
John Lennon recalled the fear and uncertainty that followed Epstein's death. "I didn't really have any misconceptions about our ability to do anything other than play music. And I was scared. I thought, we've had it now." The band were at a critical juncture and would need strong leadership in order to survive these uncertain times. Enter Paul McCartney. The band met in September to discuss recent events. McCartney recommended they carry on with finishing Magical Mystery Tour. With McCartney's leadership and creative direction, the band did just that.
The Beatles continued to push the studio to create new sounds and experiment with the new techniques. Abbey Road studio engineer Ken Scott said of the Beatles during the recording of Magical Mystery Tour,
"They half knew what they wanted and half didn't know, not until they'd tried everything. The only specific thought they seemed to have in their mind was to be different."
And different this album certainly was.
That's right. This record was an EP, not an LP like all the other albums. LP stands for long play, which basically meant it was a record with 10 songs or more on it. An album. A single record is, like the name suggests, just one song recorded on each side of a very small vinyl record. So what happens if a record doesn't have 10 songs but isn't a single either? Well, you could release an EP. It stood for Extended Play Single. With 6 songs recorded, the Beatles decided to release Magical Mystery Tour as a double EP. It had a gatefold sleeve and included a 24-page booklet including the lyrics.
So is Magical Mystery Tour even an album then?
Well, the Beatles looked at it as a soundtrack to the film. But in the US, Capitol Records released Magical Mystery Tour as an album. Let's take a look at the track listing for the US album. On side one, Magical Mystery Tour, The Fool on the Hill, Flying, Blue Jay Way, Your Mother Should Know, and I Am the Walrus. On side two, Hello Goodbye, Strawberry Fields Forever, Penny Lane, Baby You're a Rich Man, and All You Need Is Love.
Now, I've got to say that for once, I think Capitol Records got it right.
Yeah, I think for once they didn't butcher a Beatles record. It's actually a much better track listing.
So what do you think of the album then?
It's another really good album. It's not as packed with great songs as Sgt. Pepper's, but then it wasn't supposed to be an album.
Good point. So which songs stand out for you?
Well, I can't choose Strawberry Fields and Penny Lane because I chose that in the last episode. So my favourites are Magical Mystery Tour, Fool on the Hill, Hello Goodbye, and of course, All You Need Is Love. Magical Mystery Tour makes me feel like I'm in Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. You remember when Willy Wonka takes everyone on this crazy boat ride through a tunnel? That's what it reminds me of.
Very true. That was a Magical Mystery Tour of sorts, wasn't it?
It was. Plus, it had chocolate. Result. I also really like Fall on the Hill.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still.
It's a Paul McCartney song and kind of reminds me of Nowhere Man. The song is about a man who sits on a hill and everyone thinks he's a fool. But in fact, he's very wise and clever.
Yeah, very zen, man.
And the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Oh, round, round,
round, round. Oh. Hello Goodbye is a great song. Tune, and it kind of reminds me of some of the band's earlier work. And then there's All You Need Is Love. There's nothing you can know that isn't known. Nothing you can see that isn't shown. No, you can be that isn't where you're meant to be. it's easy. All you need is love. All you need is love. All you need is love. Love. Love is all you need.
All you need is love.
I love this song. It's the Beatles telling the whole world that love truly can conquer all. I just wish that more people believed it. Maybe one day.
We can but hope.
So, how did the album or EP do?
It topped the EP charts in the UK and topped the album charts in the US. It stayed at number one for 8 weeks and was nominated for a Grammy Award for Album of the Year in 1969. Critical reaction was largely positive. NME wrote that the Beatles were stretching pop music to its limits. The US version also helped the album become a favourite the world over. It has a very strong collection of songs on it. Even Her Majesty the Queen had an opinion on the Beatles, saying,
"The Beatles are turning awfully funny, aren't they? It's fun fact time." Or maybe this one should be called Weird Fact Time. Okay, now, did you know that around this time, a conspiracy theory was born and it still lives on to this day?
Conspiracy theory? Hold on, let me put on my tinfoil hat. Right, hit me.
Around about this time, rumours were spread that Paul McCartney, wait for it, was dead. According to a theory, McCartney had been killed in a car accident in November of 1966, but the band had decided to keep the tragedy a secret and find a look-alike to take his place. The rumours, which started on colleges in the US, eventually spread. People started to look for clues in the songs, and even the album cover artwork of the band. On the cover of the Magical Mystery Tour album, John Lennon is wearing a black walrus costume, which in some traditions is a sign of death. And in the booklet, Paul is sitting with a sign behind him, reading, "I was." What a silly conspiracy theory. Thankfully, the world is now totally free of silly conspiracy theories. I think you can take your tinfoil hat off now.
Despite the commercial and critical failure of the film, the Magical Mystery Tour EP and album were a resounding success and continues to influence to this day. Seen as a sequel to Sgt. Pepper's, it built on the flower power themes that underpinned the counterculture movements of the 1960s. As well as continuing to blaze a trail for future musicians, the Beatles also showed their remarkable resolve in the face of adversity. We really can't underestimate the impact that the death of Brian Epstein had on the band. He was the link, the anchor which held together a quartet of artists, musicians, and let's face it, egos. That anchor now gone, the band would have to face the future by themselves. There would be no Brian Epstein to paper over the cracks that had begun to emerge. And with that, we come to the end of another episode of the Beetlebugs podcast.
Please join us again for the next episode in the story of everybody's favourite Fab Four. If you do like our show, then please, please, pretty please subscribe to our show. We're on iTunes, Spotify, Google, and everywhere else you can find podcasts. See you again soon. Bye.
Every single song just takes me back.